Coffee Club, Coffee Club. Grind your beans and grab your favorite mug. It's Ollie Morgan, George and Gus. It's them boys from Coffee Club. Boys from Coffee Club.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Coffee Club podcast. So for episode 157, we're doing things slightly different. We're actually going to split it up into two mini parts, and that is because Kyle Merber and the lovely team at Grand Slam Track has leaked us their lists. We have some inside info, and we're going to get slammed today. And so we wanted this first part of the episode to come out to coincide with a big news drop from them. So that's why this little Grand Slam talk is coming out today, part of this episode, and then the rest of the episode will come out just a couple of days later, as per usual. So, yeah, I hope that you guys enjoy our little fun game that we play all about Grand Slam Track. So our final topic for today is this big reveal for the Grand Slam list, which Mr. Tom Wing has all the knowledge here. So I think the way that we're going to do it is we're going to go through, and for the people that they're adding or they've just added today, we're going to do our best job to guess who they are in the distance events, at least.
We're guessing who's getting slammed.
Who's getting slammed today?
Yes. So I have it on my phone. I have the list of 10. 10 were just announced. And if you're the public watching this, you don't really pay attention to running news. And this is also, you know, you're going to be thinking, guessing along with the guys, or it's all very obvious to you, and this, you know, you'll just get a nice little Grand Slam discussion out of this. But we'll start off with, we're going to start off with the primo distance events. And one of them is actually the fourth member of the 800-1500 member
which
crew.
Is that's arguably the biggest announcement in Grand Slam.
It's a pretty big drop. Also, I have to put this disclaimer that no event group is actually, like, there are some really obvious people in event groups that are going to have, like, you know that is their event group, but nothing is set in stone.
Meaning they can do other events.
Well, they're actual, like they've never actually said Sydney McLaughlin is locked into the 400 hurdles, both for her, like, you know, her four slams. But then also there's a component of Grand Slam where they did say this publicly, where, like, a slammer could jump into a different event.
Yeah.
Like, be a challenger in a different event.
The only part that confused me about that is then they displace someone else, right?
I think that would just...
No, they would be... Yeah, they could displace one of the... But then someone else...
I think you could still just end up with eight people. You just have... You just become someone else. You'd have an extra challenger in one event and, like, one less or something. Yeah.
You think they would do it like that? I guess, yeah, they could. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Only the fastest.
Is that the motto?
Only the fastest, yeah.
Okay,
so
who's getting added to the? Is it the men's or the? I guess we're doing both.
Want to do the men's 3K, 5K first?
Yeah. Wait. Well, we already know.
Or you want to? No, we don't. Yeah, we do. Or actually, let's.
Why'd you spoil that one?
The women's 8:15 pick is probably like a fun, juicy one for you guys to guess.
All right, let's go. So, let's try to guess that one.
So there's.
We're guessing one, right? We're guessing one.
One.
One. Yes. Collectively. There's one that has just been announced.
To join Nikki Hiltz. Hiltz,
who presumably is the
we assume pick,
to kick that group off. But there's one, and then, you know, we can discuss the maybe what the rest of the field could look like.
What I have a pretty good idea of who.
You actually have a good idea.
Well, no, I mean, a pretty good idea of who I think would be a good pick.
I was thinking Ellie, but
Jess Hall.
That's what I was thinking.
Wait, I already knew that one. Spoiler.
What? So that is, oh, so it is Jess. So it is Jess.
Oh, you knew it?
Wait, well, I don't know. Is that actually?
What a great start.
Well, no.
I didn't know that. I actually just thought that was a good guess.
Okay, so this is an extra layer of confusion for me. I knew that she was joining Grand Slam, but I don't know. I didn't know that she was the one getting announced or not.
Yeah, she is. Okay, good. I was going through my head, what? How could I possibly twist this? But I don't know. Like, I was like, we're just going to get into trouble if we just
walk. Yeah, that would have been, we would have had to cancel that if that was the extra person.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think, what are the rules on, like, slammers you know are doing it?
Yeah, so that's why I wasn't allowed to say that, right?
Yeah, I think we should not. Yeah, that one. You're lucky. You're lucky about Jess. But thank God. That's a
so you know thing. You know about it from a different source.
Exactly.
I.e. Jess or an Australian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From the source.
Maybe I was sitting next to her when she was talking to her agent about it a couple months ago.
But that's a pretty electric pick.
That's a great
silver edge.
She's so pick. And she could bounce easily between.
Yeah, she can run everything from 8 to 5K. Yeah, no problem.
So that's like actually the specific example. I was like, which group is Jess and Kyle was very like, you pick what you think Jess will compete in. We'll know, you know, when they make the big announcement, but there is no group. That's where Tom Wang is bucketing Jess Hall.
As 8:15.
I mean, 2K world record holder, that basically, I mean, that fits right in the middle.
Medalist in the 1500, 350.
What does she run in the 5K? 1430 something? 1420 something?
I don't think she's tried to run a quick 5K for a couple of years.
But yeah. She had the Australian record for a while. I think somebody broke it recently.
I think Rose.
Rose. Right now.
Did she do an indoor?
Or she broke it?
Jess?
Fifth.
Fourth.
Oh, fourth.
One away from middle. Yeah. In the 3K, right?
So she's coming off, one of the best women's middle distance, 1500 meter years ever. So it makes sense.
She's just a great racer too. That would be very entertaining.
Very, very fun.
And she's showing she can race a lot too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So she'll have no problem with the schedule.
Do you want to guess the...
Makes a lot of sense.
Do you want to now just go into your dream
the other
picks
two the potential last... picks for the 8:15 for the women? Sintavissa, put her in there.
Yeah. Sage her.
Sage her.
How hard would it be to get Faith in
there? Extremely
also
hard.
Also could
that's
do...
The...
Faith. They're definitely trying to get Faith.
I'm sure they are. Also 5K.
L Pure A, 3.5. Oh, she might be able to do 3.5K more than that.
But L could run a quick 8.
I know
sure.
she could, but I'm just thinking like they might want her in the 3.5K option. But I feel like she'd get picked.
There's
like
definitely more 5K women that can run 8s than 5K men side, that can. Different I can't dynamic. Think of. Yeah, definitely less.
I think L should.
I think L will get. L will be slammed, I think. Should be in a slammer.
In the slammer?
Should be a
you just
slammer.
Don't know how much in each event. I mean, I guess we are finding out now. It seems like it's going to be very American-based. You know, because you don't know exactly if they're going to go through the bring over like a lot of athletes from, let's say, Africa compared to like, let's get some more of like the top American runners.
From what I've heard from certain Europeans, they're not super keen about it. Doing it four races in...
Just certain. No, we're not going to name
more than one. And I've already spoken about that one. All right, Jingy's already talked about it with me. Okay,
and was the other person Fingy?
No comment. Either way, I think Morgan's right. I think it's going to be. Very
I like how
American
you also
based.
Say it as if like they just told you, but like it's like been reported. Like news has reported
but
like
just quoted. It's,
yeah, but they've also
like
told
Femke
me.
Goals,
told
Femke
me.
Bowles coach said that. Said that same thing,
but they've told me. Well, no, Femke, I didn't talk to.
No, yeah, you
she's
didn't
like
6 foot
tall. I'm too scared to talk to her.
Yeah,
Ollie has like these great Jakob stories, and then I haven't watched Born to Run on Amazon, but imagine we turn that on and like every episode, it's just Ollie and Jakob just like chopping it up, talking about the Grand Slam.
I just FaceTime call him between every interview. Like, get online right
no,
now.
No, Ollie should have been the journalist that narrates the whole story. The,
I would have definitely been fired.
Like
that.
The Will Buxton of like the Drive to Survive. Mm-hmm. Always the one that's telling everyone what's actually going on.
I would have
on.
Definitely got fired for inaccuracies. Anyway.
Ellie. I think,
yeah, I think Ellie. Yeah.
I mean.
One thing I want.
You know, you'll be a great pickup.
For the hacker story, I was going to ask you guys about the Mario Kart day with Jakob, but we should just save that for a rainy day.
Yeah.
We'll keep the.
We'll get more
guessing.
Into that another time. What like, actually went down at that apartment.
Were you about to say Shelbo? It sounded like you
no,
were.
No.
Only the fastest.
Only the fastest. Yeah, she's going to... That'd be... I mean, okay, let's think about this. This is me taking off my moral hat for a second and putting on my full extreme
you are Kyle
marketing.
Barber.
Cashing
you
are. In as many eyes on the sport as possible.
If she's in form, you'll get... Do you think that...
You get eyeballs, for
you
sure.
Get
you get eyeballs on that.
You'd also get a lot of rude words thrown at you.
That's my question. Do you think that they want to keep... they want to keep a
clean
like,
slate.
Yeah, squeaky clean image. They don't want to dip their toes into any controversy.
But
so
the other problem that aren't they trying to be different? Aren't they trying to be this new, exciting, crazy new thing for? So like being squeaky clean is one thing, but what if they think, well, you know, Justin Gatlin's raced a lot, and he's been banned twice. You know, we just put her in. Like, she's a challenger, whatever.
Served her time.
Yeah, served her time, put her in as a challenger, and then even people are upset about it. They're still going to watch it. They still want to see what happens, which I'm not advocating for it. I'm just thinking of that other side of the coin, you know?
Definitely, definitely. It's definitely out there.
So we're going to get the black cat in the 3K, 5K?
Well, no, he's still banned.
Oh, yeah, but eventually.
Eventually. When Grand Slam's in its, like, 15th year.
Yeah. The women's 815 is so hard because there's too many good people to choose from.
Like, do you reckon Keeley would...
That's what I'm thinking. Like,
because the UK, Europeans aren't that keen, but the Brits, maybe? The Brits race more than the US.
It just seems like, no, I mean, like, we're going to get to the men's final 815 member as well, but it just seems like they don't care about 800 meter runners right now.
No. Which is sad.
It is sad, but it does also make sense for the format that it does lend itself more to a 1500 meter runner.
Well, there's not many 800 meter runners that run up the 15 as well. There's more 1500 meter runners that run down.
Well, I was thinking it'd be sick. Okay, I don't want to get ahead, but I was thinking it'd be sick in the men's 8:15, which I don't think they will, but if they put like AROP in, if they actually did. Because, I mean, these guys can run good 1500s, and I assume they could close really well in a tactical 1500.
Yeah, it's not going to be balls from the wall like every race. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless Yard's like, I just want to win. And if he's
are you saying he's not going to be thinking, I want to win? He's going to be thinking, I kind of feel like not winning this one.
Well, maybe he might, because he might think, tactically, I'm going to just win the 800 and then not win the 15.
Yeah, there's like a... No, this... Okay,
there's a platoon thing going on. I want to focus on that instead.
No, but like that's... I think people get really caught up on the doubles, but that just adds like more tactics to everything.
What, try and stay?
I don't think it does. I think you go 100% in every race. Yeah. I don't think it does.
Are you suggesting like you jog one of them and try and win the other?
There's also a day break in between, I think.
I don't think you'd get re-signed the next year if you did that.
If
you tank every single Grand Slam, you jog one of the races.
And then win the other? Actually, that'd be hilarious, though.
There could be a moment.
I don't think you'd get another contract.
Like, you're an easy 800 win, and then, I don't know. There's scenarios.
Maybe the 3K, 5K, I don't know.
There's way more scenarios than it being...
If you're going to come last anyway, then you could jog it in, I guess.
Only if you're already in last place by like a lot, then maybe you jog in the last 100.
Or like, you know you're not going to... You try to get like 2/3, and that means you make a certain decision in one of the longer events. Mm.
I just think all these runners think that they're good enough that if they go 100% on one day, they can still go 100% two days later, whatever it is. But yeah,
I'm thinking way too much like a high school county meet.
We're gonna run the 800, the mile, the 4x4, 400. Yeah. Can we move on to the men's?
Yeah, congrats, Jess.
Let's do the men's.
Congrats, Jess.
Huge.
3K, 5K.
Okay.
Currently, we have announced Grant Fisher and Ronald Quemoy, the silver and bronze medalists in the Olympic 5Ks.
Are we going back to pretending that we don't know who it is?
We know who it is.
Yeah, it's up to you guys.
It's Luis. Which is
Luigi.
Is a big... I think that's a really awesome pickup. And it's a lot, very double, logical.
Very logical.
For those who don't know, fourth in the 5K in the past two world championships.
12:50, 729.
Yeah, 729 and
12:50. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty damn good.
That's a good double.
But that also shows you that they're going more American-based as well. Yeah. Well, I mean, they do have Quemoy, but think about how many like Ethiopians there are that
they could put
that they could have put in that you have put run a little bit quicker.
Kijalcha, like
12:30
something and 7:24 or something.
Which makes sense.
Maybe they will.
It's an American-based league.
Yeah, well, who do you...
Maybe like, it's harder for them to commit to being a race. Like, there'll be more challenges because you never know what their schedule is going to be with their, for example, national championships and stuff. So maybe they can't commit.
Doing cross.
They can't commit. We know that for Luis that he doesn't have much of a commitment at the Guatemalan national championship, so he's got a free schedule.
He's also shown he's quite good at doubling. I feel like Mike Smith Elite was like training for Grand Slam last year. They were going to LA like every weekend running like three races. Yeah, maybe the amount of times Nikki went and doubled at like random LA meets.
They knew. They're ahead of the game. So yeah, still, so one more to be announced in the men's 3K, 5K group. And I have no idea who it could be. It'd be sick if they go. There is a list of about five Ethiopians who would be sick to be in it if it was a possibility. Mm-hmm. You know, if you could get like Aragawi,
Kijalcha, Borrego, like any of them, Borrego, Telehoon.
If they were going to go US-based.
McDonald, Beamish.
Yeah. Or. Yeah, if they're going to go US-based, and it's not one of us, no one from our team.
Mohamed's, he's around.
Do you think that anyone in the Bowman is allowed to do this?
If it's Jerry's schedule?
I don't think so. No. Maybe as a challenger.
Maybe as a challenger for one, yeah.
I mean, do they have to get it cleared by him? they could just sign up without telling
him. Isn't it a classic Bowman thing to like work out race? So then like the first one, they would, you know, my pitch
yeah,
before,
they'd be the
they
ones.
Would do the, yeah. The second one would be part of a workout.
Yeah. Who else could, I mean, honestly, I think if we're looking full US centric, I could see them wanting to involve like a Kubatia. I can see. I think if he's not a actual racer, he'll definitely be a challenger. I think he's someone that could do really well in this event.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's got such a big profile. He's so loved. So maybe they could just sign him for all of them. But yeah, it's so hard to pick who the next would be, who the final one.
Shall we go to the big daddy?
Yeah, let's do it.
The men's 8:15 group.
This is the one that's the hardest, because how do you follow up having the three medalists in the 1500? Unless you're putting Jakob in there. And we're going to assume it's not Jakob.
We're going to assume it's not.
I'm going to say let's assume it's not Jakob. And then I have to like not make any eye contact with you guys, because I imagine you're going to. This is the first one we're actually guessing that you guys don't know.
I have two people in my head.
Don't look at me.
I have two people in my head that I think I mean, Hobbs Kessler for me, because
I think it's Hobbs.
That's the 8:15 double he did at USA's was fucking insane.
Tom's got his eyes closed. And, it's definitely Hobbs. He's trying not to react.
I think Hobbs. I think Hobbs would be amazing. The other one I had before Tom gets, you know, completely battled. I think Laros as well.
That'd be sick.
Would be sick because he's young, and I don't know. It'd be nice to have a European in there, another European in there, because I feel like Hobbs, I think, deserves that spot. However, three Americans and one Brit, I think people would be like, oh, this is just catering to the Americans. So
they care about that.
No, I don't think they do. But
which is good that they don't. They shouldn't, really.
I don't think they should. But I think people would still be annoyed with that. So if you had a European in there and you're thinking that way, Laros would be, I think, would be sick. But I'm going to say Hobbs.
They would be great people to have as challengers. People like Laros,
yeah.
Jake Whiteman,
mm.
other Europeans that I can't name off the top of my head.
Are they good European?
But Hobbs is just, it's too obvious right now. Or it just makes too much sense. US-based.
Yeah.
Like,
his PB is across 8:15.
3:29 and 1:43. How are you? You can't argue against it. The only argument is it's another American, but also that's not a valid argument because they can do what the fuck they want.
Yeah.
The only other argument is if they wanted to get top 800 guy.
Yeah.
Which I don't think they're doing that.
Like they have to get like a 1:41. Well, yeah. It'd have to be like one Yonyi or someone
Bryce or A-Rop.
But when you actually has a 15. Like 3:51.
Does he? I think A-Rop has. Doesn't A-Rop have a decent 1500? I might be wrong on that. I know that
maybe like 3:39 or something.
One at like a home meet for,
but it's not like 3:30.
No, it's not like world class.
And it's like Hobbs is not that 1:43 is not that far from. I mean, it is far from 1:41 if they were in the same race, but like it's not as far as 3:40 is from 3:30.
Yeah. Either way, it's going to be crazy racing because I don't actually think 800 PBs are going to matter that much when it comes down to the actual racing.
That's also no paces in an 800 is crazy.
Yeah, like
because they only run 1:41 because they have a pacer going out in 49 seconds, right? Wait, yeah. I guess at the Olympics they don't. That was probably inaccurate. But in most cases,
yeah, most Diamond Leagues, that's how it went down. But so I think our answer is Hobbs.
All right, the answer is. Not Hobbs Kessler.
No way. Hobbs. Wait. Can we have like a
hint? Can we just get it? Can we?
Do you want to do another?
Can we do
guess?
Another round?
Do you want to do another guess, or do you want me to go through it?
I think I want another round.
Do you want a hint?
So confident that it was Hobbs.
Do you want a hint?
Mm.
Is there a hint that doesn't give it away?
So is he not American?
I'm not going to give a hint.
Okay. I think it's huge. Bryce then. No, but I feel like I've seen Bryce recently commenting about stuff.
online that made it seem like it wasn't him.
I'm a bit upset.
I think it's Bryce then. He's sweaty. I think it's Bryce then.
Any of these contracts more than 1 year?
I don't
think so. I think it's all 1 year.
I don't think it makes sense for them to do more than 1 year.
Yeah, I think it's 1 year.
Just because that seems crazy.
I think it's
Bryce. I mean, you could. There's no reason he couldn't be a challenger four times, well, too, the thing right? Is, Hobbs he could be a challenger every single time.
Yeah, Hobbs will be a challenger, for sure. Yeah. For sure. What are we going to see, Bryce? Because I don't know. I thought I was so convinced.
I think it must be an 800 guy then.
A-Rop or Hobbs?
I think A-Rop. I'm going to go A-Rop.
You would say Hobbs. You say fucking Bryce before. All right. A-Rop or Bryce?
I like Michael a lot.
All right. We'll just say A-Rop. Because he's Canadian.
Something different.
Yeah.
Okay. What place was he at the Olympics?
Wasn't he silver?
Silver.
I think so.
Is that your pick?
We're going Michael.
That's our second pick.
Final answer.
Fourth member of the 815 track and field group of Grand Slam is US based.
That's A-Rop's US based.
Is not American. Is PB in the 1500 is 338.
It's A-Rop.
Well, that could be Bryce's PR too.
No, but he said not American.
Oh, yeah, well, he did.
Mile PR is 357.
This sounds like Michael.
And is the Olympic silver medalist.
That's A-Rop. Oh, that makes me
that's
happy.
That's actually really sick.
Okay, I do like that pick. That's a good pick.
Yeah, that makes me really happy.
I'm stoked about that.
I'm just going to love watching him run.
He's going to run 4 1500s.
Yeah, he looks slow when he runs an 800. You know, like he looks like he's jogging when he runs that. In a 1500 against the other guys, it's going to be so entertaining.
Okay, but how cool would it be now if they're running like they're a tactical 15 and then it's like, all right,
you're always going to be scared of A-Rop.
He can close in 49 seconds probably. Yeah,
so that alone will make the 15 interesting on tired legs.
He should just be going to the front and slowing it down immediately.
Such a good dynamic.
I'm glad that they got an 800 guy in there. I think that was something that they needed to. I think for it to be successful, I think that's a good pick.
The only issue with that potentially is he could front run and just. I guess that they'll get his actual 800 meter guys as challenges, but like a base of that current four, he could just front run 800s and just destroy him because
he chills the first lap
and just kicks. Yeah,
and it's like, oh, 143, whatever.
Yeah, like this is easy.
Yeah.
But it's going to be very entertaining. Guys, yeah, the other guys will run quick 800s with him as well.
They were going to have great 800 PRs by the end of the season.
They definitely will.
They have Mark A-Rock pulling them around.
Yeah. It's Cole Hawker, Josh Kerr, Yardney Goose, Marco A-Rock.
That's sick.
That's cool. That's
sick.
I feel like that's one of the most exciting like mixes of
100%.
I agree.
Different talents.
I agree.
100%. And each athlete, I think, in that group has a very good persona. Like racer, you know, they're just all very entertaining to watch.
I also like wouldn't be surprised, and for a lot of these events, like there could be like the last slam ends up being like 1 through 4 in 800, 1 through 4 in the 15, like as challengers, you know, they just create this massive race, you know, that could happen. Mm-hmm. That'd be nuts.
Yeah.
Like if the races are destroyed by the fourth one, you mean?
No. I mean like, with challengers stack, they end up with like a collection of in some of these races, just like 1 through 4 in both events that do a slam together. Like they end up getting Jakob to do a slam as a challenger, and then they get the 800 meter field to do a slam.
Yeah. It's going to be sick.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that a lot. I'm very excited. That's a good. Well done, Kyle. Well done, MJ. Well done, anyone else who works for that company.
Do you want to go through some of the other ones?
Yeah, can you just read them out to us and we'll see what jumps off?
Okay. I think it's everyone, no one will be mad at you guys for not knowing who is in like a 200, 400 field. So if you just don't know, just ask for the pick. In the men's 200, 400 group, again, this is my guess. But the existing field is Quincy Hall, Matthew Hudson-Smith, and Muzala Simukonga. Do you want to take a stab at who the 2-4 pick is?
Michael Norman.
Oh, yeah, that's a good pick, actually.
I would say Vernon, but I don't know if Vernon would get picked. Because I like Vernon. Vernon Norwood.
Actually, Quincy... Little Quincy.
Little Quincy.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Even better.
I just reacted to that. Okay. The pick is, I don't think you guys will get it. It's Jareem Richards, who is fourth at the Olympics. So they have the full podium, 1 through 4 in the 400 meters. And I imagine like...
Is he the Trinidad and Tobago guy?
Yes.
A Commonwealth champ. Hell yeah. I like that guy.
So that's cool. Actually, you could have guessed that.
Damn it.
But no, I think we'll also see a lot of those U.S. 400 meter guys being a lot of these.
Surely.
Would not be surprised. The women's 400 hurdle slam announced the rest of the field, I think. The only person you could... A speculated person in that group is Sydney McLaughlin. Do you want to make any guesses?
Definitely Anna.
Anna Cockerell.
Cockerell for sure.
Yeah. Cockerell.
That's
any other picks.
Did Delilah Muhammad retire already?
Did she retire already? Is she done?
Well, now she's retired, Morgan.
Yeah, Morgan just retired with that comment.
I'm not sure. Is she retired or not?
Yeah. He didn't answer his question. Is that she should
retire? Because if she did retire, I think she's coming out of retirement to compete.
No, I don't know. I right. only had Anna as well.
So it is still stacked, but it does not include Anna Cockerell or Femke Bol.
That's crazy.
So far. They have the fourth and fifth places at the Olympics, fourth being Jasmine Jones and fifth being Rochelle Clayton. All under like that field. Like those two both run under 53. So it's still like, it's still pretty nuts. And then the last one is Shamir Little, who, I don't know, one of my favorite US sprinters, but, got gold in the 4x4, silver in the mixed relay. And she's just a really strong 400 meter runner too. And 400 hurdler.
Nice.
And you know, and when Sydney was like the high schooler, Shamir was like the college star. So they, I don't know. I don't know if there's any more history there, but
yeah,
I've seen some amazing battles between those two. Women's 200, 400. There's one announced. Do you want to take a guess at that?
Poligno.
Any guesses?
The 2-4 is tough because it's hard to tell if the 200 runners are going to run the 4 or the 1.
Yeah, yeah. See, they
mostly, I would say... This will be 400 meter runners.
Seems more likely, huh?
Well, because there's a lot of 100, 200 meter runners.
Yeah.
That's very common.
Yeah.
So then I think 200, 400 will be mostly 400 runners.
But someone like Gabby, isn't she just not very good at the one compared
I think
Gabby, all the other American.
She can probably do a 4 as well.
Compared to the other American 100.
Gabby was in the 4x1 though, like the gold 4x1.
In fact, she was too.
Who is it, Tom?
But she probably because she ran the bend.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a classical.
That's a classic 200 meters.
She ran the bean.
Yeah.
I'm still saying Gabby because I can't think of someone else.
It's Poligno.
Yeah.
Hey, Mary Lady. Well done.
Unbeaten last year. Literally. This year, the whole year.
Yeah, because she didn't get to race Sydney at the at Brussels. The Brussels Sprouts.
The Diamond League final.
Brussels Sprouts, yeah.
Yeah. Brussels Sprouts. Okay.
You didn't know that Sprouts was sponsoring Brussels Diamond League?
Amazing.
Didn't you know that, Tom?
No, I knew you were. There's a picture of you in an Australian grocery store, though, sponsoring a vegetable.
Cauliflower?
Bloody cauliflower. My least favorite vegetable as well.
Distract.
Fuck.
I threw that back in your face.
thanks for that.
Yeah, now he's upset. Okay.
Yes, I am upset.
The last group announced two, the men's 100 hurdles and 100 meters.
Flamingo.
10 minute hurdles. So we got two picks. Pick two.
Has to be Grant. If they've missed out on signing Grant, that's a huge miss. Maybe that... Who's that guy who kept beating him at the end of the year? Wasn't it a French guy?
He lost
to a French guy like twice at the end of the year. And then he didn't end up running Brussels. He got beaten, I think, twice after the Olympics.
I think so.
He's definitely getting... It's definitely him.
I'm saying it's the French guy. I think he was French.
Grant also had that quote. Like a couple, like, oh no, he didn't run the Diamond League final.
Yeah, because they didn't pay him enough appearance fee.
Yeah.
It's because they paid all to Sydney.
And then everyone was like, look at Grant Slam.
Yeah, exactly. This is.
Well, it's not Grant.
It's not.
Okay, then I'm going to say it's the other Jamaican guy.
Yeah, Jamaican guy.
Who also beat Grant either before or after the Olympics. Jamaican guy, French guy. Don't know either of their names.
Or what's the Kentucky guy?
Oh, Daniel Roberts. Yeah, that also would probably be a smart pick.
Daniel Roberts is one. Is
okay. Nice. Yeah. He's cool.
Okay, this is the best. This is the last pick. And it's like one of the, I think it's like the most fun Grand Slam pick, maybe of all time.
Really? Tom Wang?
For the 100 meter hurdles.
It's someone who's not even a hurdler. it's just a 100 meter run.
Fred Curley.
That's what I'm thinking.
Fred Curley's doing the 100 meter.
Or is that 400 hurdle? Wait, why would it be so fun? Is it a 400 hurdler? No, okay. Yeah. It has to be someone who runs hurdles.
Do you want
to
know why?
Wait. Devin Allen. Devin Allen. That would be that so
is,
sick.
The funnest pick is actually a former guest of this podcast and on the Devin Allen. Club track team. It's Devin Allen.
Yes. Oh my God. No way.
That's yeah. so sick.
That's kind of crazy.
Who, as a reminder, he's had a quiet year. He's getting drafted Grand Slam coming off an NFL stint with the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm not sure if he, I don't know what the status of, you know, his roster status.
I want to see practice where, squad.
What he's getting.
But that's so
he's
sick.
He's slamming next year. And he, to remind everybody, he had the world lead, I think, in 2022. And then in Eugene, he had that really controversial.
The famous false start.
Yes.
Which Devin was Allen false start. Getting yeah. slammed.
He's also had a couple of injuries, I think, since that. I think he's had surgery.
Were they football related injuries or were they running related? I feel like they were running related, actually.
I think so. I think they're hurdle related.
That's a fantastic pick.
And
that's
awesome. I've seen videos of him getting back into it last year. I just think it was like with the just NFL building, stuff too late to get into it for like the Olympic cycle, but this is sick.
Yeah, that's a really good pick.
Entertainment.
Awesome.
That's good television.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what the status of him. I honestly thought he was done with track, so fuck yeah, good job. Grand Slam, bringing
there
it
was
back.
Nothing. Yeah, there was nothing good and cool enough for him to come back for until now.
Damn.
Yeah, fourth at Tokyo too.
Yeah,
in the Diamond League final.
Man, that's crazy. That's so good. I guess they, you know, like they need to get like, you know, Grant Holloway, for example.
Yeah.
There must be some intense contract negotiations going on right now. There must be some intense negotiations going on. Wow.
I'm blown away.
Well done, Grand Slam.
Those are some great picks.
Yeah. And thank you for trusting us with this.
I would love to do this again. That was a lot of fun.
That was good. Awesome. And we actually didn't do that bad either.
No, you didn't. You said Marco Arop like earlier in the episode. And I got nervous. That's when I started to get nervous about like revealing anything.
Yeah. That's when you started closing your eyes to not give away any emotions. I love it.
Has Membrane approached us about doing any media for slamming?
Right now. We're doing it.
This is our audition to get.
Yeah, it's audition to when the slamming.
There's a pilot. There's a pilot episode.
When we said contract negotiations, we were talking about us.
Yeah.
That's his main. Intense. That's his main contract. He's negotiating.
We can race as challengers and then just like do a podcast or something.
Yeah, I imagine there being like a we get a desk like a podcast, you know, like a game day desk, and you guys do a pod and then you warm up, do a pod before your races, and then you get on the track and then come off the track, cool down and.
It's get perfect.
Back into it.
It's perfect.
That's what we're working on right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Amazing.
The Coffee Club Slam, could you imagine?
We host that one.
Coffee Club gets slammed. Yeah. That's going to be the headline when we sign that contract.
Yeah. Coffee Club gets slammed.
First three-way deal.
Amazing. Well, Tom, thank you so much for coming along and facilitating that amazing game with us. I mean, it's always awesome when Tom is in town and he gets to join us on the podcast because he's doing so much of the work behind the scenes. So for you all to get to see his beautiful face and to hear his lovely voice, I think is just an amazing thing. So Tom, thank you very much for joining us today. Is there anything else that we need to cover in this episode? I feel like we've done a pretty good job. No?
I think we just give ourselves a pat on the back.
Yeah.
Enjoy the long week.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, we'll be a slightly longer break between episodes right now, but we got a lot of other exciting stuff coming up, so look forward to that. But yeah, that's episode 157 of the Coffee Club podcast. Thank you so much, everyone, for once again joining us, and we look forward to seeing you all again next week. Bye-bye. Coffee Club.